Our guest in the cafe this morning is Lori Cope, the director of CASA, the Court-Appointed Special Advocates of Hunt County. Lori, good morning.
Well, good morning.
So it's a big month for CASA and for all organizations that that help children in Texas and I guess all over the country, and that it's Child Abuse Prevention Month.
Yes, it sure is. You know, this has been going on, recognition for this month for many, many years. And it's just one that we really get to focus on this sad situation.
Mm-hmm. And so Friday, April 9th is the day when this is kind of focused, in that you have something called Go Blue Day.
Correct. And that's in Texas. And what it is we encourage everyone in support of, you know, child abuse prevention to wear blue. And if you would, also, you can take a photo of yourself wearing blue and email it to CASAForHuntCounty@msn.com, and we'll put you on our CASA Facebook page.
Okay, which is very active, and lots going on there. There's a particular event, isn't there, on Go Blue Day where a lot of you all get together?
Yes, so in downtown Greenville at the corners of Wesley and Lee Street, a little park called The Spot. And we, along with the Children's Advocacy Center, are going to be, if you would, planting pinwheels and flags that represent the number of children that each of our agencies have served last year.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So again, that is, what time of day is that, by the way?
It's at 12 noon, and it'll go fast. We have a lot of volunteers, and we get those pinwheels and flags in the ground, and so it'll go pretty fast, but it's a great event, and to wear blue that day.
Okay, so Go Blue Day is Friday, April 9th, and again, as Lori says, you might want to send them a photograph of yourself wearing blue for their Facebook page. Lori, so the Hunt County Commissioner's Court made a proclamation about April as Child Abuse Prevention Month, and some pretty interesting statistics in there. You all advocated for 271 children last year.
That's actually a little bit lower. You know, the previous year we were serving as many as, I believe it was 330 children for the year. But with the pandemic year, that number is a little bit lower. Mm-hmm. But we still serve 100% of the children who are put into foster care here in Hunt County.
Yeah. And your volunteers contributed 3,300 hours. And the thing that may get lost a little bit is 11,460 miles. There's a lot of traveling involved.
A lot of traveling. You know, the thing is, our Hunt County children are not always placed here in Hunt County. There's just not enough foster homes. So these volunteers may be traveling to Austin, San Antonio, Fort Worth, Tyler. So, yeah, they put in the miles to go see those kids.
Because they are serving children who are from Hunt County, but they may not, as you say, they may not be placed with a foster home in Hunt County.
That's the key. Correct. These are Hunt County children. They're just placed in foster homes outside the area.
We're talking with Lori Cope, and Lori's the director of the Court-Appointed Special Advocates of Hunt County, and advocate for children who are in foster care through all of the legal proceedings and so on. How many cases currently active with CASA, Lori?
Currently, we have 90 cases today, and that's with 147 Hunt County children.
Mm-hmm. So sometimes it's brothers and sisters, siblings, and those are counted as one case. Is that how that works?
Correct. Yes.
Yeah. And that number is not as high as it has been at times in the past, but you think that is related to the whole coronavirus situation?
I believe so. You know, it's just because there weren't as many children, of course, going to school or out in public. So these reporters weren't able to see them and make reports or allegations of abuse or neglect. But then also, I think CPS, you know, they were maybe a little more reluctant to remove children, but just because there wasn't enough foster homes, still not enough foster homes, but especially during the pandemic, they were not as many available.
Not as many places to put them then.
Correct. And CPS was still working with those families.
Right. So I saw that you all have quite a few or several new volunteers here recently.
Well, we do. You know, it is incredible the people that come forward, you know, especially even during these times of pandemic, but maybe they got more time to do the training. But we just recently swore in a class of 7 new volunteers. We will soon get another volunteer training course underway. And I understand we have 10 people registered for that training course. So a training course is 30 hours, and we've been conducting them virtually during this pandemic. And, you know, that's working pretty well. So we may stay with that for a good while.
Mm-hmm. So what's next on the calendar for CASA is other than Go Blue Day? Are you looking down the calendar and seeing some events on the horizon?
You know, we did have a fundraiser planned for the summer. It won't be until July 3rd, but it's going to be our car show. And this car show is named after a former CASA volunteer and board member, Charlotte Turner. Can't hardly say her name without getting a little emotional. Charlotte was a true advocate for our program. And so this car show is called the Charlotte Turner Memorial Car Show.
Is this the first time you've had that?
Yes.
Good morning. Thanks for having a cup of coffee with us over Zoom this morning.
Well, thank you so much, Joe Mark.
Lori Cope is the director of CASA of Hutt County, and you're starting today with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.